Continue, huh?
Yes, tomorrow, like Mi Feng said, some are leaving. So it's good to share today. So today we change the program a little bit. Okay. Just now, where is Su? Su, come. Su got something to share also. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
I want to share my two cents experience.
Oh, that two cents can be very expensive. Sadhu, very good.
I just want to share like with people like Lily and all that. Just open up your heart and get it like what Alicia has well, you see. When you open up your heart, you are at ease. So like if she has this chanting and the tempo goes faster, you will just flow. No, you just flow. You just let go. Open up your heart and absorb. And you will feel the peace and the joy in you. Yes. And that's the first step you do. Just don't be
sadhu, fearful. Sadhu.
Don't be fearful.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Good
sensory. Very good, very good. No, because Sue went through that. That's why he said he got a lot of joy. I don't know whether he want to share that thing or not, where he discussed with me. He suddenly feels so... Boleh, huh? Good, good. Wow, sadhu. That one quite personal. Oh, yes, she want to share now. Wow, very good, very good. Sadhu. Oh, I tell. Not you tell. Okay. Maybe I tell better. So what happened was she approached me, I think. Was it yesterday? Or this morning? Yesterday, I think afternoon or so. He said, Matthew, I got some personal thing to discuss with you. Then he said, got time or not? I said, okay, haven't started yet. I supposed to come in and tong, but still got, I think, 15 to 20 minutes left. So I said, okay, we go that corner, don't disturb people. So we went there. Then she started to relate. She said, Matthew, earlier on, he said, without your sharing, he cannot accept. So it's about somebody very personal, understand not? Quite close to her. And he has certain, what they call, type of relationship that he wants to share with the mother, understand not? Then he been very honest, so share with her. So he said the first time she heard it, she was very unhappy. So, but then she remembered what I said. His life, let him live. Then just advise as a mother. Then after that, it was very good. Then he said she feel better. But then the thought come in again, through the back door. The thought say, my son, I must do something to help him. So the question is, but what can I do? I try to talk, but I cannot. just like difficult to go through the message. Then I told her, when there is condition, only you talk, understand not? But I say, first understand why you become unhappy first, understand not? Because the attachment, understand not? The attention, my son, understand not? So to cut the story short, because there is a lot of other things we discussed and advised her, but I told her, I said, we already know anatta lakkhana, former am I, not you. Your son also former am I, not you. You only do your duty, understand not? If you do your duty and accept him for what he is and respect him for what he is, just like he respect you for what you are, then you will be at peace, harmony, understand? Then he said, yeah, because of that, her heart feels suddenly like free, that's why you can advise Lily, open up your heart, means you don't attach anymore, you don't cling. Human beings' problem, you listen. When you are unhappy and not peaceful, means you are holding on to something inside there. If you don't have anything that you are holding, your mind will not be unhappy. Your mind will not be like not peaceful. So there is a lot of attachment, the Buddha said. So that's why you got the hindrance inside there. Attachment to what? Sensual desire, ill will, then problem. That's why you got restlessness, worry, fear, anxiety. So without all this attachment, clinging and holding on to whatever life experience or situation, realized situation and reality, you are very peaceful, happy-go-lucky. So for her case, it's because of the sun. Then I say, you know at the initial contemplative level. So through contemplative understanding, you can accept. But you have not penetrated through the direct seeing. That's why you still, the thought can come to the back door and say, even I accept, my son, I must do something. that will come in. Then I say, what you can do is many, many other things. But more importantly, you contemplate, reflect, and wake up to that reality first, that form and mind, form and mind. And then the attachment is not there. Like the Buddha said, you can love your loved one with all your sincerity and true love. But don't attach. Understand? The only thing that causes suffering is what? Attachment, clinging, grasping, craving. Understand? Like good food. He never said cannot eat good food at all. Understand? A lot of people don't understand. He said, I spiritual, I cultivator, I cannot eat good food, that is craving, Wow, like that, all the good food you bring, I eat. The Buddha never say you cannot eat good food, But during the Buddha's time, he was invited to the palace. You think the king gave him simple food? He also eat, Ananda Pindika, so wealthy, you think he gave him simple food? They were offered the best. And he still eat. His only advice is, the five aggregate of grasping is dukkha. You cannot grasp. You have your duty. You can love. You can do whatever you want. But don't attach. Don't cling. Don't grasp. Don't be deluded by it. So that one is more important. Then after that, she felt so light, The whole heart is it. So light, Just like Alicia said, After that, Amitabha come and all of that. Then here, you say, pop. pop. Then after that, wow, so light. Everything like fall into place. Then there is so much joy inside. How you explain that? Then after, Polian, you go and think, lao no So you cannot. The condition will come. Your turn will come. Be patient. Hey, the thought go to the back door. I want to know. Like go clinic. What number? I say. No. Listen. Wait. Listen. The moment the thought won, you cannot get. All these things come without you aware one. Without expecting it, then suddenly, like Alicia and all those things, suddenly come. And it's like you expect suffering. Expectation not met. We all got craving. How to deliver the result? That craving, that desire to have, is really a craving. So a craving mind cannot have it aha or pop. So you need to be sincere. That's why have faith. Don't try to know. Just do. When the condition falls into place, your turn will come. So be patient, okay? And have faith. Very good. Sadhu. And those who are leaving, who are they?
Kathy is going back.
So you want to share or not?
Can we ask Michael to?
Michael
is sitting there very quietly.
Yeah. Oh, he very good. Oh, he came and report to me. He said now his mind very quiet. Very peaceful. Then the hand got a lot of energy. Yeah. Oh, sadhu. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, this trip also, I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, sadhu.
I actually try my best to come. Actually, I wanted to go for the full 9 days.
Yeah,
But because I have commitments,
yeah,
so
I still
have to go back.
The
things that I came here was actually my faith in this Dharma.
Yeah.
Actually, since quite a long time,
But
I've never really tried.
Went into it seriously.
So it's only last year when Sri Yang asked me to go to
started Thursday this class.
So actually, knowing my nature,
Your character,
I always get what I want.
Sadhu. Very good.
Whatever things I do, I always try to be the best.
It's your parami.
So in business or in anything, I always go.
Yeah, you strive
very,
for it.
Even in sports, so
I also
go very far. So I did tell my friends one day, if I really go into this, I will go all the way.
Sadhu.
So,
and he got a lot of affinity actually.
So
the Sumeru and all things.
The thing is that when I first for this trip and I came the first few days actually, first day was very very difficult.
Yeah, painful. Is a lot of pain.
And also I think as we were staying there for.
Snoring,
we were
snoring, all those music, orchestra.
We were having a lot of orchestra in the room, so no. Actually, I mean, be honest, when I go anywhere, it's always one room by myself. I've never stayed in sharing room.
Except with your wife.
So I told myself it's a good experience, and I accept it. But after when I came here, the first day, when I sit, it was so painful. But the second day, I said, I have to endure.
Yeah, sadhu.
So when I go through the things, and the pain go away.
Yeah, very good.
Then my breathing is very
subtle,
very silent.
Silent.
My heart, I can feel my heart.
Sadhu.
I can feel my heart and my breathing together.
Very good, very good.
So I can also even...
the distant sound, the distant sound, vibration, everything, he can be aware.
So I can sit for me easily 1 hour.
Very good. Sadhu.
So
very good.
This is, I hope I can strive on with heedfulness and get to be better.
No problem. Sadhu. Very good. Sito, your turn. Oh, she's not going back. Never mind, let her share.
Brother Teo, first of all, I would like to thank you giving me a chance to learn Dhamma. Because since the day when I attend your class, I get to get more clarity on Dhamma.
Sadhu.
Because I listen to a lot of Dhamma talks, but I still cannot get it.
You cannot really get it.
Get into it, since when I attended your class, bit by bit, at first when I went to your class, I got a lot of doubts, you see.
Very good.
A lot of doubts is that... because when I listen to Dhamma, because Dhamma people talk about, I thought is that they just talk about the teaching of
Dhamma.
So in between, you share your experience of your life and all these things. So I was thinking, okay. So day by day, I get to understand that actually, going to Dhamma class is not just listening.
Yeah,
to
not
Dhamma,
listening alone.
Sharing from each and every So, and I think I also learned through Dhamma is that why I cannot penetrate into my meditation is that I think I still have the three evil roots in me.
Correct. But they are not you. Now you understand.
I understand.
They are conditioned arising state. So you don't deludedly grasp and cling. and like want to push it away,
yes.
like want to deal with it. No, the five ways that the Buddha teaches is very easy. Think of the direct opposite, that one is thought-based. Think of the consequent. Then the third one is just silent, aware. Then it will cease. Then through that silent mind, when it ceases, you trace the origination factor. How your mind stir and how the evil root come to be. Then after that, when you see how it disappear, then you come to know why it disappear. When there is no resistance, understand not? When you just silent and don't label it right or wrong, good or bad, no duality, then you don't fight, don't control, don't suppress, don't have aversion to deal with it, then it ceases. Means when there is no craving, when there is no delusion, when there is no emotion, the mundane mind got no power, then it ceases. That's why the real meditation is just silent. No need to do anything. Then when you understand already, you trace the origination factor, then now you deal with your wrong view. You stir because of your wrong view conditioning. You have been trained this way to react to this thing. You got duality, right and wrong, good and bad. Then you got your conditioning through your memory. This guy last night cheated me, so the memory tell you, be careful. Then your enemy you don't like. That's how the evil will come out, understand? So when you start to understand all this, then you tell yourself, how can I have the right view so that I do not arise this type of wrong view? And then, through listening to a Dhamma talk, yeah, this is what I realized that I can share you. You like shortcut, no need to learn all the R&D and go and find out one by one. The easiest way is like the Buddha says, see things as they are. See things as they are means what? The reality. Not what your thought tell you, project into the future to arise the fear or recall the unhappy past and become miserable and unhappy and angry and emotional. So accept things as they are or see things as they are is very simple. Accept them for what they are. Yeah? They are what they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people do angry things. So you can accept them for what they are, means what? No more anger, no more evil, no more unhappy. Then even when there is craving, you tell yourself, like what Paramasuri went through. Then yesterday, Engbi asked me, you have to seek forgiveness from yourself. Yes, this greed, when it appears, you know what happened? No? Like you say, I still have greed, I still have hatred, I still have fear or delusion. So what happened? This form and mind has greed, the thought, not you. No. So you have to ask for forgiveness, understand? No? This form and mind has to ask for forgiveness. Whatever, through the different path until now, that you have caused all this coming negativity to people through this evil route, you now seek forgiveness, understand? No? Then you repent. Then you vow not to arise this again. But because you know it's not you, it's condition arising, it's only your view. So if your view now is straightened and you can accept them for what they are, means you have to accept yourself for what you are, understand? Not? As long as you are still heedless, deluded, it will do this. That greedy thought will arise. That anger and aversion will arise. That fear and that delusion will arise. And then you accept yourself for what you are, understand? Because it's still heedless, it's still not with the wisdom yet, haven't awakened yet. When you accept, you at peace, correct not? You don't blame yourself anymore. You no remorse anymore. You don't have fear anymore. So, you are peaceful. Yeah? When you are peaceful, you are silent. Then what happened? That evil root, that greed, the so-called hatred or what? Well, you are not attached to it. You are not rejecting it or accepting it or doing anything to it. It was this. That's why, don't worry about all this arising. They can arise because condition arising depends on origination. And it's not you. Like the Buddha said, feeling come and go. Mental state come and go, which is your evil root and all things. After it disappears, you never die. That's how. So how can craving be you? How can anger, emotion be you? How can fear be you? It's just condition arising state, mental state. Through condition, the mind deluded is stirred. The stirring is the mundane mind, understand? The thinking mind, not your true mind. Your true mind is beautiful, understand? No word, nothing, unconditioned, aware. So beautiful, peaceful, silent. Why can't you recognize that and be with it? The whole problem with human being is through delusion, self-delusion. You think the thought is you. You think the five aggregate of form and mind is you. You hold. Then you use thought to try to solve your problem. Thought cannot solve problem. Thought give more problem. Thought can be very, very clever and cunning and intellectual. But thought has got no wisdom. Understand? Your thought is limited and egoic. An egoic thought, how can it have wisdom? Understand? Thought don't want to die. Understand? That's why it keep on coming through the back door and tell you things. Well, when you silent, thought die. Understand? Understand? So when you silent, thought die, you ask yourself, you are the thought. You want to die or not? You definitely think of way through the back door, come back. Then tell story to the form of mind. Then the form of mind gullible, like Lily just now. Hey, this one funeral only people chant. No, why you come and disturb it? Then the evil root arise. Understand? So when you have understanding, when you can accept them for what they are, including you, you're free. Understand? That's why when you understand the third way and the fourth way, free you. Then you straighten your view. Then learn to be at peace with everything. Then learn to accept things the way they are. Understand? When you see things as they are, means the world is the world. Human being is the human being. They are just the way they are. Understand? How the world become like that, the causes and conditions behind, it is going to be like that. You like it or not. Understand? If you go against nature's law, that condition all this to be like that, then you wanting your way, which is not nature's way, suffering will be the result. That's why when you cannot get what you want, you suffer. And this is why the Buddha said, because you attach, you grasp, you cling, you have craving, you want things your way, which is not nature's way. This is the real noble truth. This is how you free. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu. What is it? Huh? Not finished yet. Idiosito, you continue. Yeah. Thank you for your good sharing. That arises a very good condition for that type of Dhamma to come out. Actually, I didn't explain so clearly before. That's why it depends on the question and the sincerity. When the question comes, and so happened, Ingby last night talked to me. Then she got this suddenly from inside, tell her. She also go and make friends with all good friends inside there, pay respect. Then suddenly, as she asked for forgiveness, the good friend inside tell the nature, you must also ask for forgiveness from yourself. That message came. That's why all these are interrelated, meant to be. That she shared. Then Mi Fong go and suggest, we continue. I supposed to stop when you all meditate. We continue with some good. So meant to be, the Dhamma will appear. The condition is like that. It will be like that. Not to say I want to tell you a story. I try to give you faith and understanding. Like Long Paul, he got a lot of story. Long Paul, a lot of story or not? He tell you all his story. Carry weight, everything. Then build temple. He can give away that people think he will attack. Then after that, he say he go to the one. A lot of story. He, first Katina, how much money? It's just like I tell you, Kaya Namita Fango, how much money? So all this is to give you faith, understand? It's not to say we got ego, we want to boast. Wow, Kaya Namita Fango. No, these are voluntary. People donate with understanding, and they are very sincere. That's why we have to manage it with a lot of tactfulness and sincerity. And what we do are very simple things. Only Kayanamita Fund can contribute to all the Dhamma book and printing that we do. Understand? Everything that I share with Kayanamita. So this is also why Kayanamita Fund is very special. You got money, you cannot donate to this one, I tell you. Because there is no condition. I say our Kayanamita Fund is to benefit Kayanamita. Everything that I use to share, Kayanamita Fund will pay. Understand? Then we rejoice, then all this wholesomeness can actually bring for a lot of good condition. That's why a lot of Kayamita moved last year. And this is even going to be more fantastic, I tell you. So all this Dhamma book, when it come out, the Kayamita funds, merits, blessing and wholesomeness is going to be very powerful. And if you are sincere, you really, really have the faith, you will move very, very fast. Okay? Continue, Asita. Thank you.
And then, I'm also very blessed that this is my very first trip, retreat, and I felt that all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma share all their experience and all this, and sometimes the things that they share really hits me, and I feel it that that I'm also learning through them, you see. So I'm also very grateful to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma.
Sadhu.
And then that I hope from this retreat I will learn a lot, and more retreats to come. Thank you.
Sadhu. Oh, very good. Okay, then the next one, Joy, say who? Who is Kathy? Oh, yeah, the one who offered the role. She offered carrot cake, Gratitude.
Yeah. I get crushed actually into this.
Oh, okay.
I heard a lot about Brother Teo. I wanted to learn the Dhamma for a long time from Brother Teo. So when I heard from somebody, I can't recall who was
there.
Okay. So I checked. Someone told me, no, you cannot take 3 days, 4 days. You have to take the whole time.
9 days.
but one of my good friends, Nancy, she told me, you try harder. You call let you in.
Yeah.
And true enough, let me in. Okay?
Sadhu.
4 days.
Very good.
Very clear. A lot of things that has been in doubt in my mind for a long time. It clears up.
Sadhu.
I'm so happy to be here.
Sadhu.
I wish I could stay longer. So I
it's okay. Let things be.
The last part I like best is the one where you say, if you have good food, and then you say, now I'm practicing, you know, I cannot eat this good food, you know.
Because craving.
Someone sent me a text, you know, she said, the MH73. You know, we shouldn't fly like that. We should be more passive, be more humble. But I said, no. If it's fated that to die and you can afford and you're actually in business class, then die in style. And she told me, she said, how could you say this kind of thing? Why you say this kind of thing? I said, I dress very nicely. I go to the bank. You still working? I said, when I die, also die nicely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
I also learned from my husband. What you want to do, you better do. Tomorrow morning, you may not get up.
Sadhu. Marana Nusati, contemplation on death. Very good.
So I thank everybody for this good time, for this knowledgeable time I had.
Sadhu.
So I hope, Brother Teo, you, if there's anybody that back out from your next trip to China, please add me.
Amazing. No, you can go because you can afford business class. you report to Padmasuri. He can afford. Yeah, she can afford. From the way she described, she willing to pamper herself. I tell you, money cannot buy that type of trip. She will decide. You give your name to Padmasuri. Because only business class left. I travel business class. My wife travel business class. Gumoy travel business class. Like you say, you can afford. Now I add to that. A lot of people don't understand. Because they have this thought telling them, idea. Hey, I spiritual, I cannot have craving, I cannot simply crave for nice clothing, like she said, she wear very nicely. What's wrong? Did she cause any suffering or misery to people? Because, like the Buddha said, there are four types of happiness that you can have as a lay person. Understand not? What are the four types of happiness? Yeah? First one is what? What sukang? Yes. But the first one is, like Mi Fong say, first one, the four types of happiness that lay people can have. But you include the enlightened one, they got five types of happiness. Understand? First one is what? I forgot the Pali word. You cannot remember. Chanting. Don't know what sukang. Abrate, you can remember the Pali word. Don't know what hati sukang or don't know what sukang. Happiness of possession. Understand not? Happiness of possession. Happiness. Wrong?
N-E-S-S.
Wow, very sharp. That's why my English not good. Double S. You know what is this? If you have rightfully earned that wealth or that money, you will be very happy. I remember my first job. First time I was paid as a trainee, as an engineer. They pay me $300 a month. Wow, I was full of joy. I rightfully earn, even on training. Then we did some extra part-time work for the contractor. We did survey for him and all that. Then they also pay us. So as a student, third year, go for training, I have a lot of happiness when I got that salary package. Means rightfully you earn it. Then when I graduate, the first time I get my pay, I blanja my family, I was very happy. Then I tell my father, my mother, now I can afford, we go for dinner. That's why you must have this type of understanding. If everything also you listen to your thought, the conditioning, then you every time, no need to do anything already. Everything also, this one cannot, that one cannot. They will tell you by different terminology. Hey, you got craving, how can? Then, equanimity, cannot even smile. Serious. Then they go interpret. Meet the path, Buddha say. Cannot be too excited and cannot be too sad. Equanimity, No smile, no sadness, you every day become like that. Equanimity is with a lot of joy, you understand? Because there is wisdom inside there. But the only thing is, equanimity, the person who has the equanimity enlightenment factor with the wisdom, they have a lot of joy, but they don't have attachment, understand? That is the only difference, understand? The person who is equanimous will not grasp at the two extremes, understand not? They will not get angry, they will not go towards sensual indulgence and self-mortification, understand not? As per the Buddha's Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the first sermon. So you must understand what the Buddha teaches, avoid what? The two extremes, understand not? Then transcend duality is, do not go into the duality that thought create through words. Don't go and argue right or wrong. That is the middle path. Don't go and create according to who, right? According to who wrong? You never ask. And I said, you're right according to you. It's your selfish right. And I said, oh. Then if it's right according to him, you say wrong. Because to you it's wrong. And I said, oh. But to him it's right, you know. So what is right and wrong? Relative. No reality. And I said, oh. It depends on right according to who. And I said, oh. That's why like yesterday or the other day I told you, when people want to argue, I say, it's okay, I think you are right. So you think I lie. I didn't lie, I say right according to him. So I speak the truth. I say, I think you are right, it's okay. Then he go and tell people, let's say like he deluded. He brought you say I right wrong. Then it's up to him. The second happiness is what the Buddha said. After you have the means, after you have the wealth, the possession, what is the second type of happiness? No, use it for the happiness. For the happiness of what? First one is your loved one. Your loved one. Then all the others, your relative or whatever, and all the others. When you can help people, provide for the comfort of your loved ones, that's how you can afford buy a nicer house, buy a nicer car, but don't go and burden yourself. Don't become a slave to that house. If you have to burden, you don't have the means, then you go and borrow mortgage and make yourself miserable, then don't. But if you can help people to further their education because they are very poor, you do, you have the means. Then if you can have the means, you provide for the happiness of your family. Just like when I renovate my house, I bought my neighbor's house. Then when I renovate my house, I tell myself very simple, I say, this is the house my family, my loved one is going to live. Then I tell my children, this is what I can do for you. That's what I will do for you. Then I say, whatever type of room you want, you tell me. I already have the layout like that. You agree or not? You don't agree also, I will change. I say, in the future, this house is going to go to you all. But I only got two children, one girl and one boy. Then my son very happy. My daughter very happy. Wow, they draw. My daughter, Japanese design. My son, another type of design, modern on his own. Then he choose everything. Then I tell you, he used to tell us, what, no, my children, hey, daddy, our house better than 6 star. It's not to say I want to make it luxurious, but very basic, but very good. Understand now? Because everything was not expensive. No? Don't get me wrong. No? But I know how to do it because I'm a civil engineer. So I did it out very nicely. Then I got space. I used it for Dhamma and all those things. Then the whole house was very, very nicely done. And everything come in the way that it's meant to be. Because my neighbor, I think about 10 years ago, I think, the neighbor bought the house and renovated, no, until very nice. Then invite me and my family over. Then my son went over. No. He saw, daddy no chance to buy it. Renovate until so nice. No. They actually planned the house for 5 years, no, the design, everything. Then take EPF money and renovate. That time, I think, cost them 100 over 1,000 to renovate. Then I told my son, you don't worry. If there is condition, meant to be, will be. Because I told my son, of the two neighbors, this one is the correct one, yeah? Mirror image. This is the one. The other one, a lot of other things to do, because the staircase in between, not mirror image. So my son thought, no more already. Oh, then funny, you know, meant to be, will be. You know? All of a sudden, the husband got an offer from Australia, where they graduate from Australia. Somebody headhunted him. Then he decided to go and give it a try. Then after 9 months, he very happy with that. He came back and tell me. He said he's going over with the whole family. So he's a very good neighbor, very close to me. Then he said, Mr. Teo, you don't mind. He said, I'm going to rent it out. Oh, I said, good. Rent to who? He said, the agent told me it's a couple. Very nice couple, is it? Oh, dry BM on, is it? So I say, very good. Then after that, he went over to Australia. Then the tenant went in. No couple, no BM. No. 4 or 5 cars. Got woman and all those things. Then at night, only come out. No. Daytime sleep, no. Lock everything. No. My wife panic. No. Come and talk to me. No. Hey, you better pay attention. Yeah. Our neighbor something wrong. Yeah, she hold it at home. Then I went and check. Yeah, at night, only go out, and go girl, go China door, everything. So I wrote to that neighbor in Australia. I wrote in a very nice way. I said, how are you? I said, I hope you are fine. I said, I just got a small thing to maybe let you know. I said, what you told me, your tenant, there was no couple, no BMW, but a lot of matcha with all the car, the Johor plate one. I said, you better ask your father to check. Your father still live here. Then after the father go and check, the father ring the bell. No? Nobody answer the time. No? So I think the father came again at night. Eh? So at night, ding dong, somebody came out. No? Then he said, who are you? He said, we come from Johor. Then, how come you all stay here? He said, my son didn't rent to you. Oh, I don't know. Is it we are machai on it? The boss sent them there. Oh, when the father heard that, the father Indian, no? He panicked, he wrote back to the son. He said, yeah, yeah. He said, what our neighbor told us is true. Then he panicked. No? He said, very sorry. He's a very nice person. He said, very sorry. He said, I didn't know. Was like that. He said, don't worry. Next time I come back, I will sort it out. I said, no need. I reply. I said, very simple. We resolve it amicably. Good for you, good for me. Wow, he straight away knew I want to buy. Oh. He replied, you want to buy? Ah? You want to buy, I sell to you. Other people, I don't want to sell. Yeah, he said, I know you will take care of the house. Yeah, he really very passionate about the house. Then I said, you don't worry, I buy. I will give you a good price, a fair price, I said. Yeah. So he said, okay, I leave it to you. Then I checked the newspaper. The price range of 430 to about 500,000. But I said, yours renovated. So, no problem, I said. You just let me know how much you want to sell. You don't have to follow my ring. Then he replied very nicely. He said, my father also checked the market. He said, what you stated, the price range was correct. Then he only made a request. Said, I'm looking at the top range number, is it? Half a million. That time the house was going for 420 to 460 or what, but not renovated. Then I say, I understand you renovate. Yeah? You put in 100,000. I said, no problem. Half a million, sign. I say, deal. That's how the house come. They're very easy. You know? When I saw his house, I don't need to do anything. I mirror image my house. I tell the contractor, you see, you do. You see, you do. Then the room, I change the layout. Oh, the contractor see, very easy, repeat though. So I did the whole renovation very cheap, less than 200,000 for both the house. But the furniture was not cheap. the what they call loose furniture, all the timber work and all those things. So anyway, cut the story short. My family value it, love it, and it served them so well. Understand? That is the joy. Then sometimes I used to tell my wife and those kind of things, I can just sit at home and enjoy all the beauty and wonders of life. Every moment, that consciousness is so beautiful. Then you have a lot of joy for able to do something for your family member. But this is a house where you constantly come back or not, your family use or not. So if you can afford, do it for them. Because they used to say, money in the bank is not your money. You know? Always remember. Then the Christian best. They say in Mandarin, 人在天堂, we are eternal heaven. 钱还在赢啊. So, not your money. Actually, you go to heaven, you cannot come down and collect and cash. So, all this you understand. So, the second happiness is very important. Then you can help your relative, your friends, those who are in need of help. Your generosity parami will build up, understand? Then the Buddha said the third type of happiness is what? Yeah? Debt free. Free of debt. When you are free of debt, you say, your mind is very peaceful, yeah? Especially those who borrow Tai Long, shark, loan shark. They will know this happiness is really money cannot buy. You borrow from loan shark. Because you will be harassed. So free of debt makes you feel very good. But you don't worry about taking mortgage loan. Because some of the kaya mita come and say, but yo, I got problem. Why? I got mortgage loan. No, I got car loan. No. So? Buddha say free of debt. I say, come on, free of debt is not to borrow from loan shark and all those things and burden yourself. If you can afford and take a loan, means you got a reason and you already pre-plan how to deal with the loan if anything happen or what default. Or you are doing business, you have to have a line. You have a line. So don't worry about all this. But the Buddha is not telling you that you must have this. He said, this is a type of happiness that you can have. You can afford. Understand not? So you can afford. Pay off your loan. No more headache. No more burden. Last one is what? Lead a blameless life. Lead a blameless life. So that the wise one don't blame you. Because there are two types of people. The heedless and the unwise also. You do good thing, they blame you. So, lead a blameless life so that the wise one don't blame you. You can afford, understand? Not? Don't be petty with people anymore, understand? Not? You can afford, can resolve things, resolve. I got one good friend. He used to disturb Gumoy. Gumoy. Where is Gumoy? Gumoy. Oh, resting, okay. She's there. She always tells her, she always say, don't know what to do. You always say, this is good problem. You know, got good problem or no? No. Good problem is what? He said to me, anything money can solve is not a problem. Understand? Anything money can solve is not a problem. Understand? He said, go and think and worry for what? If you cannot afford that, you worry, you got financial problem. You can resolve it. That's why this is what the Buddha meant. Don't be too petty. Let people have advantage. Never mind. Just resolve it. Okay, it's okay. Okay. So if he wants you to compensate or what, let's say accident or what, he say, okay, I can compensate you this amount. Then you can still make report, claim my insurance. Once you say that, I think they're very happy. Because you can afford. Like there was one case, there was a student, I think. Then I think he was not careful. Somehow he drive motorbike. Then he actually scratched my car. That was a long time ago, many years ago. So he very scared now after he come down. I say, you don't worry. I say, what's your name? Then he say he study don't know where. I say, don't worry. Are you hurt? No. Okay. You need to repair your motor. And I gave him 300. He was so happy. He say, thank you. Let's just go. You see, when you can afford, you try to help, try to make things simple, so that you don't, sometimes, just because of 1-200, you refuse to pay and settle, you end up one, they become violent, they whack you, or it create condition for unnecessary thing to happen. Your coming past, you never know. You may have done this to people before, where you bully, you road bully, you whack people. Then you have the condition this time. You accident, then you say those things. Or then these people, violent, they just smash you up. Or they just do something to you. There was one case in SS2, because of parking lot. You remember? That person died. Because that car, that proton guy that came down, I think his punch was very, very heavy. He whacked him a few blows. Finally, bleeding, hospitalized, then died. That's why I try to avoid misunderstanding and unnecessary, what they call, condition. for negativity to arise. Yeah. So leading a blameless life, the meaning is very good. So that the rich, the wise don't blame you, understand? No? But you know how to resolve issues, you know how to attend to things, you know how to actually help people. So this style of happiness, if you can afford the means, you do. Then certain thing, you can pamper yourself a bit, like go business class, it's okay, because you are not indulging, understand? No? Like you simply spend money, go and indulge, you go and womanize, you go and drink. That one I don't advise you, understand? No? Even though you got money, understand? But your life, you decide, understand? No? If you choose to enjoy that way, then it will lead to heedlessness, it will lead to downfall, understand? Like gambling and all those things. So you need to understand the Dhamma so that you know how to live, you know how to act, understand? No? By pampering yourself a bit, like taking business class, you are promoting business to the airline, understand? No? You are spurring the economy. You didn't cause anybody harm and hurt, understand? No? But you can afford, understand? No? Pamper yourself a bit means what? At our age, you need to have proper rest, then you need to have proper care, understand? No? But if it's a burden to you, please, don't do it, understand? No? That's why when you take care of your Dana Paramiya, money come to you. You no need to look for money. Money come to you. There are a lot of people who got very good Dana Paramiya. You know what they tell me? He said, the money come, I want to stop also cannot. God like that. Quite a number tell me. He said, dear, you don't believe. Money come, I want to stop also cannot. How many of you got that good Paramiya? Huh? Oh, Alien got the money, huh? I got the Paramiya. Ah, sadhu, sadhu. That's why the money come on the stop also, you know. Apin also got, Michael Lu. The money keep on coming. So very good, huh? Oh, what he touch become gold. That is bad, I tell you. Not only money come cannot stop, what he touch become gold. See? He got good parami, understand? Otherwise, I cannot be here. very good. Sadhu. Okay? Yeah? So don't worry about what people tell. You understand, then you do what is about. The key word is don't attach, don't cling, don't be deluded, don't be heedless. Don't do anything that leads to downfall, understand? These four things you can do. Understand? And when you do, actually you don't give, no. This becomes your karmic inheritance. No? The fruition of it, you will have people who will help you in the future. Understand? Then because you give, more money will come to you, more wealth will come to you. Like Ananda Pitika. Huh? So rich, so wealthy, donate that piece of land. That's why he come now, Ananda Krishnan. I don't know whether I don't know whether coincidence or not. Then you have Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, so rich. This life also they donate so much. That's why every life they come, they're so rich. But don't become deluded. No. Ibrahim Tio said, donate. Next life come every year. Then at the expense of your family's happiness, everything, you simply go and donate. No. Ibrahim Tio said, I tell you, you get myself into trouble. You also get into trouble. You cannot. Within your means, understand? But if you see the importance and really want to do it, then you can do it, understand? Because Dana Parami is very powerful, and it's true. The more you give, the more you receive. I got one youngest brother, I already told you already. He not educated. Then finally, he followed what I say. He became very successful. Then he remembered what I say, no, do donation, the money will come to you. So he asked me to help him do donation. Then after I donate, money really come to him. No? Then he wrote to me again, I got money somewhere, I want to donate. I said, not like that. Or like that. When you donate first time, I put aspiration, then it worked for you. After you got it, you somehow won. I said, you got to do it yourself. Then I asked him to go to Chi. Yeah, he mentally educated, he's not English educated. Oh, then he go to Chi, he do all the donation. Wow, his life become very good. Yeah, Chi, you know, help a lot of people. They got a lot of this, what they call welfare thing. I think their organization is set up to help relieve suffering. That's why 慈济 come from this two words. 慈悲 is compassion. 忌 is what? 救济 when there is calamity, when there is disaster. So, compassion in action is what? 慈济 do. Understand not? So, these are very wholesome organizations. That's why we went to Taiwan, the spiritual trip. We visit all the four great temples. Understand not? We went to 慈济, we went to 佛光, then we went to 法鼓山, then we visit 中台禅寺. These four are very, very good spiritual Buddhist temple. Okay. Any more? Never mind, it's okay. They have to prepare dinner. So you all should meditate already, right? You all should meditate already. Who else? Oh, you are going back. Oh, tomorrow also. Oh, very good. Okay, so at least you share already. So who else going back tomorrow? No ball. Then who else coming tomorrow? Four person. Yeah. So tomorrow you will be surprised. Never mind. The person doesn't want to let us know. So he tells Sui An, don't let them know. Okay, you all should do some meditation. So after that, we will break for dinner. You got any question, you can actually write down. Because now you still got 1 hour plus. 1 hour plus. 5:30 only dinner. So maybe 5:15 I will come and ring the bell. Then you got any question or what, you can actually ask. Okay. You can have your meditation.